Good evening, this is Awani Daily Dose at 5, bringing the latest headlines for Wednesday, 23rd June 2021. Top stories for today. Putrajaya was told by the World Bank today that it needs to give continued financial support to the poor, while urging the government to take more proactive measures to ramp up vaccination. Predicting a drag on the recovery of the pandemic, the World Bank suggested that the government raises its statutory debt limit to spend more to help the vulnerable. It stressed on the need for fiscal policy that prioritizes the welfare of the people over medium-term fiscal consolidation as a response. Meanwhile, with the recent arrest of 22 people in Kota Tinggi, Johor police believe they have crippled a fraud syndicate that masqueraded as a part-time employer of agents for a popular sales app. Johor Police Chief Dato Ayub Khan Maidin Pichai said initial investigations revealed that wages ranging from 1,000 to 3,000 ringgit a month were given to those working in the call centre. Malaysia reported another 5,244 new COVID-19 cases in the last 24 hours. According to statistics released by the Health Ministry, the overall tally has now hit more than 711,000. Selangor remains the state with the highest number of infections at 2,001. On the international front, new data from Public Health England demonstrated the Pfizer and AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine offers high levels of protection against the Delta variant. According to data, two shots of Pfizer make an individual 96% likely not to be hospitalized, and two doses of AstraZeneca pushing the anti-hospitalization percentage to 92%, effective against hospitalization due to the Delta variant and showed no deaths among those vaccinated. However, the vaccines are also taking longer to have a protective effect, requiring over 2 weeks to give a substantial level of protection. Meanwhile, with 30 days to go until the start of an Olympic Games, the organizing committee has released a guideline to lower the risk of coronavirus infections. It says spectators at the Olympics will be advised not to give each other high five or talk loudly during the games. The committee has decided against selling alcohol at venues while defending plans to allow thousands of spectators. The organizers also said it would announce the results of a lottery on July 6 to whittle down the number of spectators after limits were imposed. That's all on Awani Daily Dose for today. I'm Melissa Fernando. Visit astroawani.com for more on these stories.